Iowa's Congressman Zach Nunn talks rural water systems with KCSI KOAK Radio's Aaron West.
One of the things, Congressman Nunn, you have a great record, Congressman, of working across the aisle in a bipartisan fashion. One of the things you did recently was dealing with our rural water systems. You just have to take a minute and glance across the headlines to see cyber attacks of all kinds on gas pipelines to healthcare systems to water systems and rural water systems in particular. Tell me about this. How did this come to your mind? And then tell me where we're at with this legislation.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to drive too far across Iowa before you see a water tower on the horizon or a water treatment facility down along the creek bed here. And challengingly, this is an area, the ag community is the third most attacked sector in America after energy and finance when it comes to cyber attacks that are, you know, petty criminals just trying to ransom some systems so they can get the money to foreign state actors, as we've seen, who've tried to threaten Americans' lives. And the challenge here is this isn't like being locked out of your bank account or having to go and asking somebody to assist you getting your password reset. This is the quality of our drinking water and our water supply for everything from livestock to row crops to the family dog.
Yeah.
And so right now in the United States, there are roughly 153,000 drinking water systems. Those are all those water towers and everything else that go on. And more than 80% of the country is serviced by a public water system. So think your county water, your rural water, all these guys who are working really hard to make sure there's water at the tap for you. The challenge is we have seen cyber attacks just on a massive increase here, and they are resulting in the potential for illness and even loss of life. And a real-world example came out of both California and Florida that their water treatment systems were hacked and the hackers attempted to poison folks in both those states, and it's a direct result of a lax cybersecurity measure. Nonetheless, only about 20% of those publicly owned water systems had implemented even the most basic level of cybersecurity. You probably had more on your personal computer.
Yeah.
So as a result, I am proud to be working on bipartisan legislation called the Cybersecurity for Rural Water Systems Act, to specifically direct the U.S. Department of Agriculture to expand cybersecurity programs to help our rural and most vulnerable water systems rapidly assess a cybersecurity threat, develop a protocol to enhance our cyber defenses collectively, and provide assistance and for those cyber protection plans that might be deemed inadequate or non-existent. And really what we're doing is we're leveraging the best practices across the country here, but we're doing it in a way where our local municipalities don't see their water rates skyrocket to have to do this. Let's take the best practices that have been proven and bring them to rural communities across the country so they get the same level of protection as a big city would get.
Thanks to Congressman Nunn for his time. If you'd like to hear this complete interview, you can visit kcsifm.com, click on the podcast tab, and under news. Again, to hear the complete interview, visit kcsifm.com.